actually made out of a 1940s ice box that you would store in old Victorian homes to keep, you know, things that you had in your home cool.
That's Jason Aviles, project manager of the Wilmington Green Box. His business partner, John Naughton, is co-founder and assistant project manager and found the ice boxes that are now serving a greater purpose, holding local healthy items for youth to sell on street corners this summer.
John, where exactly did we find this ice box?
In the basement. It was a guy, he was clearing out a house, and they were just going to trash everything. So I like vintage stuff, so I go in there and I get old doors, old shutters, and it had two ice boxes. I didn't know at the time what I was going to use it for, but I just bought both of them, and it just so happened it worked out.
And to go along with the name of Green Box, the partners wanted the box to not only be green in color, but also environmentally friendly.
So this requires absolutely no gas, no electricity, anything. We just literally store some dry ice and some ice packs, and it's going to keep whatever healthy goods we have in there cold and ready to be consumed.
Their original idea: take shipping containers, gut, renovate, and modernize them to house produce stores that could be placed on abandoned lots. For that project, they're applying for the Art Place America grant and are one of 80 finalists across the country competing for a total of $10.5 million in funding.
So the idea of the look is for it to actually look like a shipping container. So that's why we wrapped it in the metal. And it has this, you know, the metal slots.
But after meeting with others, like the developers Buccini and Pollen Group, that idea morphed, and funding came for the current concept, a cart serving fresh products. While BPG provided funding to create the cart, Downtown Visions provided a grant from local bank Comenity to help pay for two youth to work 20 hours a week over a 10-week period to staff the cart this summer. Will Minster, Director of Business Development with Downtown Visions, says he's been really impressed with Aviles' work and will continue searching for funding to support initiatives like the Wilmington Green Box.
Big banks and so forth for community reinvestment really like is they like to invest in things that directly affect underprivileged youth or people of low to moderate income. So, you know, the food desert idea of, you know, bringing healthy alternatives to people, especially those of low to moderate income, just absolutely makes sense.
Food deserts are defined by the USDA as parts of the country lacking in fresh fruit, vegetables, and other healthful whole foods, usually found in impoverished areas. This is largely due to a lack of grocery stores, farmers markets, and healthy food providers. Aviles says many areas of Wilmington qualify as food deserts, as they're more than half a mile away from healthy food suppliers.
Because we've seen that the people that live here in this community literally have no access to some healthy food alternatives. Like, you know, you couldn't buy a bunch of kale, you know, if you wanted to without a car. So
Aviles, Naughton, and others have invested a lot of time and energy into the Green Box. Last week, I had a chance to see some of the final touches being put on the box before it was unveiled during a Creative District First Friday. They started out unloading the cart at Artist Ave, the location of Wilmington Placemakers Incorporated, the organization that Wilmington Green Box is now a part of. They then wheeled it down the block for local artist Cray Washington of Smashed Label to add some graphics to. Cray was in the process of creating a mural and took some time out to work on the sides of the cart. He explains his process as he starts to paste large cutouts of youth figures to the sides of the cart.
It's basically like a paste up of the figure, so I don't have to sit and draw it. I already drew it, and I scanned it and printed it out. Now I'm going to paint right over top of it, so save some time for these guys.
And each figure, a girl on one side and a boy on the other, are pictured consuming products that will be sold from the cart itself.
You got some kind of a fresh juice smoothie or something there?
Yeah, I heard they got like fresh fruit, natural popsicles. That's what she has. He's got a smoothie, maybe a lemonade.
To start out with, there will be products from four different local vendors included in the cart. Juices from Awakened Kitchen, fruit-infused pops from Summer J Artisan Ice Pops, fruit salads from Yummy Tummy, and lemonades from Mr. Lemonade.
Wilmington Green Box really put an emphasis on hand-selecting, you know, our healthy good providers, because we wanted to make sure that we would we were supporting the people that were also engaging with the community.
Keon Jackson, owner of Summer J Artisan Ice Pops, dropped off a box for the cart.
As you see, as we open up this box right here, I believe this one is the strawberry lemonade. And we have them in three different flavors. This is strawberry lemonade, and these are our minis.
They're licensed in the state of Delaware to make the ice pops themselves at the Commercial Kitchen of Delaware State, where they manufacture and produce the products.
We started this company simply because we had a family member that was dealing with a health crisis. And my wife and I, Alicia, wanted to create something that was not just healthy for our family, but healthy to other families and other communities.
The company is named after the couple's daughter, Summer Jackson. They use locally sourced fruit with all natural ingredients, and Keon says they'll be introducing spa ice pops and pops infused with adult beverages soon. In selecting the products, which Avila says are all 100% plant-based, vegan, non-GMO, and dairy-free, taste was a key factor.
And that's the perfect harmony. You know, that's how you really meet the community where it is. And the Wilmington community doesn't quite have a culture of wellness and health here. So we understand that we're introducing new concepts of eating and a new lifestyle of living where you're embracing more healthy alternative options, but it can be very difficult if it's not appealing to the palate.
Aviles and Naughton are hopeful about the success of Wilmington Green Box and even have a second ice box, the one that Naughton purchased along with the one they're using now, that they'd like to put to use. And of course, they'd eventually like to expand even further.
We're excited, and you know, this is a right step in the right direction, but ultimately, you know, we want to scale this project up at some point and to be able to have an actual physical structure that could take, you know, what we're doing here through this cart and scaling it at a larger magnitude, hiring more youth, getting more healthy food providers, and again, just kind of supporting that local business initiative and getting people to invest back into this creative district.
Aviles says for the first 2 weeks the cart is on the streets this summer, they'll test out different areas.
We've been spending time like throughout the week between the hours of 11 and 2, just kind of scoping out the traffic on Market Street and seeing, you know, what corners get the most traffic, get the most energy. So we have some really good ideas. But, you know, you don't know until you're there, you know, and you're set up and you see the response that it gets.
Aviles wants the focus to remain on the youth and having the two young people employed work together to learn teamwork.
And then most of all, getting these youth into community jobs, you know, and giving them the experience with the entrepreneurship skills so they then can learn how, you know, to develop a structure behind a product or service that they may want to offer in the near future.
The goal is to have them start working later this month. Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.